All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, and a thrill. We got Eric Spoelstra in the house with us here for Miami Heat Media. Coach, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it. Looking
refreshed,
forward.
Energized.
All the above. We've had too much time
too
off.
Yeah.
As we're talking, I mean, we've been off since early May, and losing to Boston and then seeing them win, you know, that offers a little bit of different motivation in the offseason. I think we're all able to get time away, understand that we're going to have to come together and get to a higher level. That's what happens when a team wins a championship. They force you to raise your level, and, you know, that's what we're looking forward to out of our group.
You said you plan on watching none of it. Did you watch any of Boston's run?
I didn't watch any of it live, no. But, yeah, of course, this summer you have to get to work. I just was not going to watch it, you know, as it was happening. And I certainly did not watch the coronation, any of that. I don't need that part, you know, to see their parade as motivation. But to get to school, yeah, you have to understand what the enemy is doing and what how they adapted and got to a higher level. Because that's what's going to be required for our ball club.
You have such an interesting roster with you know, young guys ascending, the guys that you, the mainstays you had. What do you imagine camp competition is going to be like for you going into this with roles and all that? Because I feel like there's a lot of fun things you could play with this roster.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to get right to it, you know. And I commend the group for coming in prepared. Ready. We've checked the boxes of conditioning, the conditioning test, the player development, working out. Guys have been playing enough pickup. Their bodies are ready. Their minds are clear. And now we have to get to it. And I do have some evaluations to make. I do have an idea of some of the main things, you know, and the direction that we'll go. But I want to be open to the competition. I want the young guys to come in here with that kind of exuberance they showed during Summer League. We have a lot of young talent in the building now. We wanted to restock our talent pool, you know, with some young guys. And I want them to push the vets. I want the vets to come into camp not entitled, but to actually have to earn their spots as well, to have that kind of mindset. And then we'll see where it goes. And then in terms of mixing and matching, that's what preseason will be about. We won't have all the answers by day one, but I'm going to be very intentional at camp of trying to get to it and trying to make some decisions early on.
Isn't this – this is one of the first times I've seen this much young talent. Usually it's – you add some veterans, you move some pieces around, and it's mostly a veteran squad. To have so much young talent, is this something new for you? Because I can't remember you having this much young talent, you know, on the team that's going to actually contribute.
We've had different times where we've had talent adds. Obviously, when we added Bam. When we added Tyler. And then that first year when we added Jimmy, we felt like we had some young talent in the pool. This is a little bit different because there's a little bit more in terms of we still have Jaime. We still have Nico.
Right.
Add them to the mix of who we added this summer. That's where I think the Heat fan base was excited. The group found a way to win the Summer League Championship. Our draft picks were talented, and Khalil and Pella. They show that they can produce and impact winning, even just at that level. That matters to us. And then, you know, guys like KJ and, you know, Josh Christopher, they made us watch. And that's what I want. You know, the first thing when you're a young player, you have to commit to the work. Then you have to make us watch. Make us pay attention. If you're not doing that enough, then you're not earning that, all right? And then the next step is find a way to impact winning, and that's when you start putting pressure on some of the veteran players. So I don't know. Right. You know, at this point, you know, it's exciting, Summer League, but now you turn the page, it's a little bit different, you know, when the vets come into camp. But I want that to be a very competitive, spirited camp, and we have to collaborate, you know, together. But I don't want them backing down from anybody.
Right. From Jimmy's standpoint, you've been in the position where guys get a little bit older, superstars. How do you feel like, is there any way you feel like you have to handle him differently, or do you just let him be who he's been with you guys?
He's really prepared, you know, coming into the season. He understands that he needs me, you know, to be at the top of my game where he is in his career. I have experience coaching players his age, and I need him to be at the top of his game, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but as a leader. And at this point in our careers, where we've been together now going on our sixth year, based on my experience, that's where you can have the beauty of unspoken leadership, where we're moving the locker room. When he needs me to move the locker room and move it in a certain way, I do it. When I need him to do it, he does it. When we need to collaborate together, you know, that's when we really can be powerful. And sometimes, you know, the first two or three years, you're just getting to know each other. And I just think these are amazing opportunities. It happens so infrequently, you know, in our league. Unfortunately, we're able to coach somebody for that many years in a row. And that goes for Bam as well. You know, I'm going on 8 years with Bam, but five collectively between Bam and Jimmy and I, and we're the leaders. You know, we're going to need everybody, but they're going to follow us, and our ability to be in sync, that's where we can really, you know, make the biggest difference.
Have you, I guess, message-wise to him, like, what has been his mindset? Because obviously he has just as high standards as you guys do to win championships, and for him to be on the sidelines at the end of it, you know, seeing you guys get eliminated, how tough was that for him when you speak with him about it?
Yeah, I mean, we were in contact when I was, you know, overseas, and he's in the same place. Look, we're all competitors. We're all type A. So when you're frustrated and you see somebody else win, and he wasn't even able to get out there, well, we've had time enough to reflect on it, enough to fuel us, you know, to have a great off season. He put in a great deal of work this summer. I think he was able to prepare for this season, you know, more so than he has in previous seasons, because we've had more time. And I like where he is and all those places that I talked about, and just looking forward to getting him and everybody else back in the mix and getting this thing started.
How cool was the go ahead, Leroy.
I always wondered, because there's been an influx of European players. They come over here at 19, 20 years old. How do you treat some of these guys that have been professionals since they were 15, 16 years old, and then they come here? I know it's not the same, but they have been professionals. Nico's been playing against grown men, you know, for 3 years before he got here.
Yeah, and, you know, I first had that experience with Goran.
Okay.
Goran literally played professional basketball in Spain at 15.
Right.
And as he explained that whole process, you could see why he was so mature and ready. The first year or two, you have to get used to how the NBA moves.
Okay.
That's a different association, and that was part of Nico's deal that first year. He had to get healthy. He had to understand the NBA. He had to understand and learn our culture. Well, those are big asks, and that's a big transition, you know, for somebody. But that next summer, he went back to work and put on, you know, 25 pounds. I think that really helped him. These last two summers playing for the Serbian national team and have that team having the expectations to win just like ours, I think it's really helped him understand how to impact winning. And then him earning that role last year. Nothing is given here. And I think that's just for us. I'm not saying that's the only way to do it. But we're not gifting minutes just to give you experience. You have to earn minutes to be able to learn how to impact winning. And there were frustrating times for Nico. I get it. I understand it. I like that. Like, you got to fight for it. And he fought for it. And by the end of the year, he earned that starting spot and played some really productive basketball. And I think that playoff experience also was really important for him.
We were talking to Karan about him a couple weeks ago, and he had mentioned that it was like a real show of mental toughness that he played through, because he was dealing with whatever it was that happened to him in the workouts, just to have himself available for Serbia. Why'd you guys want to show that, let him show that? Because a lot of teams would be like, let's just keep it, you know, ready for camp. Instead, you guys let him be there for his Serbian team.
Look, this is the Olympics. This is such a big stage. And I saw last year firsthand that Serbian team in the World Championships. I spent a lot of time with Nico over there in the Philippines, and I saw how connected that group was and how much winning mattered. To me, that translates. You can't get any kind of pickup game in the summer or any kind of one-on-one, right, like player development workout that's going to translate like playing for your national team. And the expectations, he played for a crazy Serbian coach, so I know he's the demands, you know. Right. I loved it. I loved it. I bumped into the coach and I told him, I know you're going to, but coach him harder. And and he had all those things, and he had to fight and earn his spot there, and he earned a starting spot. So I think that experience was really important for his player development. And we didn't know whether he was going to play. We just wanted to be on the team, just to be there for the Olympics, because I knew how much that meant for him.
We got two things that we love that you do, or that we want to ask you about. The SPO travel call, there's an art to it. Because there is. No, we watch it.
You get carried away.
So we go fingers, and then we go to full arms. Do you know when it gets to the point where we go from fingers to, all right, enough. He's walking all over the place.
Oh, boy. Is this a meme or something?
No. Yes, no. Though. Come on.
We're
seeing it. It's like it's
I haven't
voices.
Seen that one. I've seen the one I call the horns. Like that. I have seen that. I've not you seen like the travel. Like. But, if you're not paying attention – all right, then, hey, I'm going to make you pay attention. I guess that's what it is.
It stands out because you're so stoic on the sidelines. Like, you don't – and then all of a sudden –
it's beautiful.
I don't know. I have to have TD, like, find that for me. I was not
aware. Oh, he's laughing, too. He's seen it.
I was not
You've
aware
seen
of that
it.
One.
Oh.
So we appreciate the time. Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate you guys.
We're looking forward to the season, and I appreciate you giving us some time.
Likewise. Okay.
Right, we'll take a break. Back with more after this. 2 a.m. Hey, it's a Monday Rewind brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks? You ready for anything. Chevrolet, let's drive. Together, let's drive.
I was like, wow. Man, you know what Dan has that we don't have?
What's that, dude?
Snacks.
I have no sympathy for you on the snacks, dude.
Yeah. I told you.
Well, and you want to know something? The one year that I did bring snacks, you mocked my snacks.
That's true. You did. I remember that.
You brought rabbit happy. Food.
Okay.
I look like a rabbit?
I brought chips.
No. Here's what you brought.
Chips.
Stop being cheap. Here's what he did. What did
he do?
You know how your wife or significant for when you have kids and you pack lunches and you get the big box and you put a bag of stuff. Mm-hmm. All he had was air chips left. Like
you so well, they're out here saying that you want ribs. They know you.
Ribs. I eat a rib.
Oh, I love a rib.
He was literally saying that in the hallway.
He's going to end up in somebody's catering by the end of the
day. No, I went to the main place. There was a meeting. Yeah. I was like, ooh, my bad.
Yeah, I did hear you from the hallway say, hey, where the food at?
to Tyler. Said, I want some ribs.
To Tyler here.
Listen.
Yeah. Did Tyler tell you?
No.
No, Tyler was laughing.
Hey. Tyler likes Leroy. He would have probably shown you.
Mm. I know, but then, look, not for nothing, I left extra early with the sole idea with picking us. I was going to stop and get some empanadas or something. So that's why I was going to go right by, come down. By the time I got to Biscayne, because you got to drive right by Mimo's. Remember Mimo's Family District empanadas or
the one that you cheated on with Half Moon?
With
Half Moon, yeah.
Got it.
Or Half Moon. I could have went down and got Half Moon. But, like, it was telling me I'm like, how am I? I left at 8 o'clock. It's still telling me I'm going to get here at 10 minutes to 10.
No, it was bad. It was very bad.
Yeah.
It was very bad.
And why, for the life of me, Miami, why are you always doing construction? Mm. When is stuff going to be fixed? Construction everywhere, all the time.
It's true.
Like,
they're expanding Golden Glades. Aren't you happy?
No, are they?
Nah.
No, they're not. They did it once because remember, I used to remember Golden Glades because they used to have that big sign, that big billboard, right? But they moved the billboard so they could put buildings there, but they didn't expand Golden Glades. Mm. Do you understand what would happen if they tried to expand Golden Glades as far as traffic?
It seemed like this morning, to be honest. It seemed like what I experienced this morning.
So I got here and I beat Jennifer, who's closer.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but
like the only way you're gonna be on time is if we move the show next door to you.
I don't know, but like
when we do Miami Heat Media Day, I'm usually here quite on time. Today was just a struggle, and there's more construction with those bridges that are being built.
Damn bridges!
I don't understand. And now there's like pipes. I'm like, what? Like, why are there pipes? I'm very confused by all this.
I'm very over it.
I don't understand it. It's a wild thing. But anyway. You know, it's been a parade in here. So far, we've had Tyler here on SPO and Jack stop by.
Jack's.
Yeah, good times.
Hold on, let me.
I saw Leroy, or I heard Leroy trash talking Bam as he walked by.
Sure was. Mm-hmm.
Got a
sure
glimpse
was.
Of Kevin Love.
Sure was.
Love. Got the dominoes.
He lived in Minnesota.
There's no way you guys can play a full domino
what
game.
What are you
though.
Doing? Are you seriously going to try unwrapped. To do that right now? Huh?
You guys got
to
play.
No, because I have a bunch
domino.
Of them. Oh. I have like, and I, what happened was, is I had to make sure they had them, so I just grabbed the new one.
Can we have Bam take a media guy picture? He's busy.
He's busy. He's busy. Hey, for the next 40 minutes, he'll be in here.
So,
because there's going to be a two. Whoever wins, there's going to be a 2 out of 3.
Absolutely.
Here's what
so
happens.
This is not going to be an interview. This is going to be you right. guys playing.
No,
dominoes.
He could talk while I'm hitting while we playing. Okay. But here's the deal. I have to have they have 6. When Latinos come to the house, I have to have 9.
Which one is that right. one right there?
Well, yeah, this double six. What are you holding?
Okay. Black people play 6.
Solid. Solid.
But Latinos play 9. The problem is, the reason dominoes. Why I don't like 9 is
where do you
can't...
find that so I can go ahead and tell my parents?
Yeah. No, when I play with your dad, he plays 9. So I know.
Okay.
But when you play 9, they play you don't go into the boneyard. And get yeah. one till you can play.
Got extra pieces.
And that's why you make fun of them.
Mm.
I'm like, go ahead on and get that, big fella. Go ahead on. Right?
There's a money line on Bam.
Really? Whoa, wait a minute. Hey, hold on. Can I just say this?
I'm really excited for this.
Hey, can I just say this?
Yeah.
You do realize I've been playing dominoes since before he was born.
Fine.
You know, yeah. for that's, some that's reason, good. I just really want him to win.
What?
Wow.
You don't bet against the family.
I would never do that. I just want. Yes, liar. Liar.
I would never do that.
I just want to see your reaction.
What's the value again? What's the value?
He hopes for epic failure.
No, that's
all
not true.
The time.
That's really? Not true.
I just vote for chaos.
That's not true. I don't root for epic chaos, yeah. and I don't root for failure. I would never do that. I would never do that.
I'll put together
I love you, but chaos? Interesting.
What did they say in Game of Thrones? Chaos is a ladder?
Wow.
Deep. I don't know what that means. But they say that.
They did say that. I do remember that.
What do intangibles play? Hearts.
Backgammon.
We played Go Fish.
Go Fish. That's
good. Me and Sophia, we played Go Fish. We played War.
War.
But that's because you're playing with your kids.
See, that's why.
You know what I learned how to play in Michigan?
What's that?
There's two games that are Michigan games. Euchre and Cribbage.
Mm-hmm.
Cribbage is a Canadian game. So that's I play with Mima.
Euchre. Me, Mom.
Named after the announcer?
No.
Let it go.
No. Believer.
No. No. Anybody from up north, they know what's up.
Nah.
So Euchre is and then I played Hearts a few times. But in the dorms we
Kingdom
used to play
Hearts?
Euchre. Huh? In
Somebody says, tell Bam, loser of the match, Uber Eats empanadas.
Ooh.
You should say, if you beat me, you got to show me where the player's catering is.
Yeah.
Or if I beat you.
Hey.
Or good. Like time to bring you something.
Yeah. Hey. Yep. You got time before you get on that plane. The plane leave this evening, right?
I don't know. There's.
I heard somebody saying that they were going to hop on a plane right now.
A plane to the Bahamas?
Really? That was not.
Yeah, but
he was
a worker. Yeah. But you never
wow.
know.
I mean,
wow.
I hear things.
He was a worker.
He was a worker. He was a janitor.
No.
No.
We know what you wanted to say.
I guess production. I don't know.
Pretty wild. Anyway, Shmeethan saying, Kane's getting swallowed up again. No respect. We started off the show with it, Shmeethan.
Can
I don't
you believe?
Tell you, it has been a whirlwind. Give us a break, dude.
Here's what's
chaotic show. It was an incredible game.
Question, where did they put Georgia?
After the rankings?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
After they lost.
You know, Miami went down.
But that's what I'm trying to
Miami went down?
They went down to 8.
They were 7.
Okay. Who jumped them?
That's a good question.
Insane. So they had to leave Georgia in the top 5.
Let's see. Rankings. AP. Texas, Alabama's 2. Ohio State 3. Tennessee 4. Georgia 5.
There you
Oregon.
Go.
Penn State. And Miami is now 8.
Let me tell you.
Oh, something. That's coaches. I'm sorry. They went down. Penn State went up twice. So Penn State hopped.
Here.
Who did Penn State beat this weekend?
Penn State.
They beat Illinois? Beat
Illinois, yeah.
21-7.
So
I guess Illinois is ranked. I guess that's what the...
So here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to give y'all a little story.
Yep.
Don't worry about Penn State.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Indiana's undefeated, too. Okay?
They are.
The Indiana Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we play Indiana, Bo would say, they're better this year. They started off 5-0, and they finished 6-5. So Penn State is going to do Penn State stuff. The only way Penn State can stay up there, do they play Michigan or Ohio State? Because they avoid, like, some of the teams sometimes. Like, because we have so many teams, you don't play every team every year. So they might not play Ohio State or Michigan.
Goose says, you see the weak parts of the Canes now. A few losses are coming up.
I don't feel that way.
See what I'm saying? Like, it depends on who. Look, can I put a different twist on just why winning is important? I would say Kansas City has played their worst stretch of football since they've been winning championships.
The Chiefs?
Yes. They just look.
I'm very annoyed by them.
It's about to get
a lot worse.
But they're winning, right?
For now,
but we don't say some of the things that we're saying. And you can say because they win championships or whatever. And I'll say, okay, fine. But winning is more important than point spread. And people need to get that out of their heads. Like, if a team don't cover, doesn't mean they had a bad game.
Especially these days. Like, the only reason you really wanted style points back in the day was because there were only four teams. Or there
Correct.
Were only
no, two teams. Teams. Only two
yeah.
teams.
Yeah, so, like, now you're at a point where 12
just
teams
win.
Are getting, like, just keep winning.
Just
like,
keep winning.
I get it. There was definitely confusion, but we all know why it happened. Like, they shot themselves in the foot.
That's what
they
I
had
feel.
Awful turnovers. Yeah.
They couldn't tackle anybody.
Yeah. I didn't feel like Virginia Tech exposed us. I felt like we played a bad game.
Here's what happens. There's going to be two or three.
And still pulled it
and
out.
And still won.
There's going to be two or three times with any team in any sport, right? There's going to be two or three games where the other team is exceeding how they normally play and you're not playing as well as you can play.
Yeah.
And you just got to find a way to win and move on. And a lot of times we take these games for granted.
This.
Like, guess what? You said yourself, as terrible as Georgia Tech was, the season would have been different if we would have just got out of there with a win.
Of course.
You understand? Because winning is the most important thing.
And, dude, like, I know that was a squeaky cheeks ending. But it was fun. I mean, when Cam Moore does that little flip pass.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this guy, he doesn't give up on any. Sometimes he's too reckless.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes he's too reckless. For sure. But he did that little whoop, and then it was like, pew.
Wow.
I don't like.
Xavier Restrepo.
The butt catch?
The butt catch?
Oh, my God.
That guy's got hands, man.
Wow, dude. Wow.
What are you talking about? I caught a touchdown like that.
Really? Yours was down? Like, didn't it land on you?
I was on my back. Wait, I was on my back and the ball fell on my chest.
He was cheeks down, yeah. Spider-Man hands.
Went up for it. Was crazy.
I was like,
it was crazy.
Fourth
but now, that being said, it was his own doing.
Well, that fell. Field was wet. No, understandable, but to be able to.
It was like was when amazing. you go, wow, look at that catch.
Only those two people could have came up with that play. Cam Ward and Restrepo. It was perfect. Do you hear the playmaker after the game?
Oh my God, he was Michael going. Irvin. I didn't. I just see him going nuts. But like, we gotta temper this with Michael Irvin. Do you remember what he acted like when what was it? What was the what's the bum ass tournament? The NIT. Do you remember that?
Oh, okay.
Michael Irvin, when the Canes didn't even make the tourney, they were in the NIT and they were playing in the finals. He was going bananas. Man loves the Canes.
Loves the Canes.
I bet you if you call playmaker at a Canes volleyball game, he's acting like that.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Or if they're playing Puerto Rico, you'll be there too.
Sure would be.
He mentioned, though, that there's times in this season, like, he said, and he made it very clear, he's not comparing them to 2001 Miami Hurricanes team at all. Or the 2000s.
Yeah, but everybody remembers it. Everybody remembers Boston College.
Boston College, that's exactly
right.
What
where
up.
It took, they were going in, and Ed Reed took the ball.
Oh man.
That's another one.
But again, after the fact, we never look back at the national champion and talk about those games that like you had no business, that other team had no business being in, and you just squeaked by. Perfect example was that Boston College game that year.
Yep.
It like you go, there's no, they were driving down the field, and for reasons I can't explain, fumble, and Ed Reed just took it.
Yeah.
from his own play.
What a play.
Right. But we forget about that because they won the national championship.
Yeah. And that's really all I remember from that game. I don't remember
how close it was.
I remember it being close.
It was close.
I remember it being close.
It was a couple of tight cheeks. Like, but so, yeah, you're going to have games like that for everybody to say, uh-oh, Miami's been exposed. Now, I will say this.
I was glad that they
– This is – now, what gives me more of a worry is you see USF get the brakes blown off, the doors blown off of them.
No, who they lose to?
I don't – it wasn't
– USF?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost to – who they lose to?
USF. What are they in the – Who gives a rat's ass conference?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, my God. I think, was it 45-10 that I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Ooh, man, that is not good. That is two
Who
lane?
They lose to? Tulane.
Tulane?
They lost to Tulane 45-10.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Is Tulane good?
I don't think so.
No.
But then again, this is the team that we just dropped 50
on. Look at that. That was – I think those are the fair questions. Like, we don't – I know that this quarterback is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't need that to be
– I have questions about the defense. The defense, like – They like now. Bane comes back this week.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. So they're getting some guys back, but like, holy smokes! Like tackling and basic fundamental stuff.
And they don't seem very effective running the football.
Correct. That like Martinez can get the short yardage, but I don't see those explosive plays. The only person who's actually doing anything coming out of the backfield, it seems, is Chris Johnson Jr. And they have him on like screen plays or like
Because that's his thing. But yeah. But. They have to find – here, the hardest thing to do in football is try to be something you're not, all right? So if you have a guy who's a bruiser and you put him in the game, then they're going to bring all their big guys in.
True.
If you bring a guy like the little guy that he runs a screen pass,
you know
then they're going to defend that.
True.
You got to try to be something you're not. So that means somebody got to get out of their comfort zone and do something so that you can change it up offensively. And that's what you get caught up in because you say, oh, we just going to big boy him.
Yeah.
Right? Well, guess what? Nope. Mm. Because that was a very physical team you played in Virginia Tech, and it kind of pushed you around a little bit.
That coach had a smug face.
Oh, so smug. Smug.
Yeah. Oh, he's like,
smug.
You know what? I can see you watching the TV and go, D, I don't like him. Why? I don't know. Smug.
Is it me or
it was that? It was the fake field goal. Smug.
Which
was a smug play.
Worked out for us, though.
It did. Swung the game.
I mean, so, like, everybody has reasons for doing things. The Canes stopped the play and end up winning the game. And I'm like, that's it. You do that, you move on, and you try to get better as your guys on defense. I'm curious to see.
Hmm?
How much of a difference Bane makes in the run game? Because they've had trouble stopping the run, especially these last 2 weeks.
And the showdown is on. The showdown is on, ladies and gentlemen.
It's getting intense.
Yeah, stop running.
It's getting
very
intense.
Stop hiding, bro. Stop hiding.
See if you want to be a roving camera there, JFig, so people can get a view of the game.
Right. I'm picking up a lot of dominoes, my boy.
Yeah, that's what
the showdown is on right now. Bam Adebayo.
Leroy
Horde.
Yeah.
It is finally happening here. We have this all happening for us.
Yeah.
It's incredible right now.
He's still picking up dominoes, too.
Wow.
I just wanted to let y'all know that he's still picking up dominoes, too.
Leroy, what's happening here, dude?
He don't know.
Unfortunately.
He think he winning. He ain't winning. Look at this. I know you can't play down there.
Play
over here on the one. Play on the one. You got to play there.
Dude, you sure about that?
Yeah. Because if you play here, I'm automatically a cheat.
Why?
What do you mean? You don't have a four or a six.
The last time I pulled, it was on. It was a three.
What's that right there?
That's a four.
Exactly. The last time you pulled, it was at a four.
No, it wasn't.
Leroy, you talked a lot.
It was on blank. I'm telling you.
All right.
Wow.
I know you can't play on the four. That's all I'm going to say.
Man. Bam, how is media day going for you outside of beating Leroy and Domino's right now?
That's cool.
Oh, it's very intense.
No one's paying attention.
It's very heated right now. Oh, boy. How are we looking right now?
I mean, he got every domino in his hand.
Oh, I didn't know we was playing off of that. What do you mean? Everybody don't play off of that.
Hmm.
Nah, he wants to add other
ones. No, I'm telling you.
He has.
Nah, everybody don't play off
of that.
He's
trying to find a way to win you.
No,
that's all he's trying
to do. Is this still going?
No, it ain't.
Yeah, he's just trying to.
No, see, that's what I thought.
The stakes is
now
incredible
that,
right
since
now.
Since we doing that now, it's over for you because
– Is it
like,
not?
Yeah, when you play – everybody don't play off the
Listen, I'm not everybody.
Okay, then go ahead. Do your thing.
That's all I'm
Ain't
saying.
No more blanks. All right? You got Big Five. Go ahead.
It was an extra blank, by the way.
Huh?
If anyone's listening on the radio, please join us on YouTube.
Go ahead, see this showdown.
Miami 560 WQAM.
So we can see, so people can see where we're at right now with the. There you go.
Yeah,
there
no
you
one is paying attention.
No one's seeing the.
You haven't scored.
What?
You didn't score.
I get your leftovers.
You didn't score.
You get. I get your leftovers.
Incredible.
Though.
You didn't score.
I still get. It, the score is 15-10.
You did not score.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? You need 10 to get on the board. You didn't score.
All right.
How are you going to take money you don't have?
Do your job.
How does that make sense?
Do your job.
Wow.
How does that make sense?
This is incredible.
I'm going to have you not only you got.
How does that make sense?
You clean the glass.
You haven't scored.
And talk to him while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Multitask.
Oh.
We don't want to keep you here all day.
Listen, I ain't got to be
mad. Man, he's already mad that he's losing.
Bam, one basketball
question. He's already mad he ain't
scored. Here's a basketball question.
He thought it was sweet.
Can we get 200 three-point attempts this year? Yes or no?
200?
Yeah, let's put them on.
No, 100.
Baby step. 5, 100.
100.
Yeah. Let's get a hundy. We get a hundy this year?
Yeah.
Confident?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
You know, sometimes I think seeing is believing. And I think Spo seeing me, well, being my development coach in the Olympics was kind of like, man.
Oh, so he saw you shoot the threes. He's like, you can really do that.
Yeah, you know, it kind of clicked a little bit, you know. Now you're on the
board. I'm on the board.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. Man, I swear I wish we could keep scoring.
Did you have fun in Paris with hanging with Spo and D-Wade?
D-Wade didn't really hang out with us that much.
Too big time?
Nah, he wanted to actually go through the Olympic spirit with the Olympic role with the other
broadcasters.
Broadcasters.
Oh, so he was a team player. How about that?
Yeah.
Are you excited to see his statue?
Yeah, I hope it's the one where he's like this on the statue.
This is my house?
Yes.
That's got to be the place that we're going to.
I hope he's on that wave.
What have been your early impressions of camp, the pre-camp workouts with Kalel? What do you think of the rook?
Bro, that would be 20 right there. I'm just letting you know. But and he's picking up on the Heat culture pretty fast. He's becoming one of those guys I can see to be. Hey. I just want to let
tapping.
You know.
He's tapping.
I just want to let you know. This right here would be 25 points. You can take the 10.
The Aurora is really quiet right now.
Yeah, because he's getting their ass whooped.
No.
That's why. That's why.
Hey,
he knew we was keeping score.
Hey. Now we know we're keeping score.
Don't worry.
He's saying don't.
Listen, we'll just go to 50.
Hey, do you want to?
We'll just go to 50.
Leroy, that's game. Eye contact.
Leroy, do you want to stop
that's
now?
That's not game.
Leroy, do you want to stop now?
Huh?
Do you want to stop now?
No. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Like,
I got 25.
We're doing this again?
Things got personal, Tobin. I don't think.
Another 10.
I don't think anything.
So that's 45 points.
Okay, let's go. Oh no, we can't do it that way.
I knew this was going to get too.
You score once. No, you have 10 points right now.
But I'm playing.
I know I have more points than you.
You do. I'm not squishing that. But I'm playing just to keep the down. I wasn't playing to
No.
Score.
No. What do you mean? That's
but if I can get you if I can get you to get all these dominoes.
You didn't. You haven't.
No, I didn't.
You haven't. It's been down to one domino for the both of us both times.
We need official domino score cuz you
Now we need an official score?
No, go.
Bro,
still
it's
do
you 45
think this is a live recording.
Okay. We still.
Yes, it's 45-10.
Okay, and I'll play that way then.
It's 45-10, guys.
I thought you were a math major, Leroy.
I don't keep.
45.
Don't get him angry.
Right. Be 45.
I play to keep
math.
The down.
Frog boy, keep score.
No, we got it 45-10. We got it. Go. Oh, it's on me.
Yeah, it's on
me.
You. It's on you. It's on now me. I got him stressed out. Look.
You ain't got me.
He's
look,
sweating.
Look.
So you're telling me that there was a moment in Paris where Spo was like, three-pointers, pretty good.
Yeah.
That was
I think it was a shoot around. And we really didn't wanna all of us didn't really wanna go to shoot around, but you know how shoot arounds are. You got all the threes, man? There it is.
Now he's feeling froggy. I see the look in his face.
No, yeah,
here you are.
But if I get another
he's
5 points, he loses. So, yes, I'm glad you made me pick on the first one. Please, please play so I can score. Unless you're going to play a blank three right there.
No, I'm not going to do that.
He's play sliding. A double blank.
He's going.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Look what you going to play? 3-5?
Don't lose, dude.
3-2?
Bam was right.
There, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's what happens when you know people, man. That's what happens. And then, I don't know where this domino is.
People are saying they've never seen Leroy this quiet.
That's true. No, it's true. Wow.
Everybody calm down.
I'm glad people get
everybody calm down. Because now I got.
We're pretty calm.
I got to re.
Okay, so you're.
Evaluating.
I just got to re.
Do you have a pat
down? He don't even know what he's doing.
I know what I'm doing.
He don't even know.
I know what I'm doing.
Bro, I just let you know. I could score and it'd be 5 and it'd be game. Right now, because it's 45-10.
Keep in mind, I played the first two hands not knowing we was keeping score, that we were just playing like a race to.
This isn't a prize fight.
Best out of five.
You don't have to carry him to the 12th round.
Best out of five.
When you win, you win.
That's what I thought we were doing, just playing down. I'm serious, but
bro,
go ahead.
He's saying that we're just playing down.
I was.
Last year it was, man, we could play, we could keep score, we could do however you want to do.
Exactly. Ooh, 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 ooh. We ain't got no pen or pass, so why would I assume we keep a score?
Nah.
But you came with the dominoes. Why didn't you come with the pen and pass?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is my point.
This is fair.
That is my point.
It's a fair criticism.
How do you do that?
I'm not supporting. Hey, listen, I'm still backing you, though.
How do you do that?
I got you.
I'm still backing you.
Like,
I got you.
I still love you.
Still believe in you,
dude. Show up like that.
Don't cheer me now.
I'm sorry. I just don't want you
to. I got two little cheerleaders.
Remember, I already told you I like chaos.
Was that on Hard Rock app?
You said you were on Leroy's side. What a fraud.
Man.
Very impressive. We're getting tense moments here.
Ooh. It'd be 50-10. That'd be game right there. That would be game.
Then let's make it game. But I'm telling you, I didn't think we was playing like that.
Now he thinks we can play like that.
I didn't. So that would be 10. Like, I really thought we were just playing keep down, like best out of five or something like that.
Bro, it sounds very good. It sounds very good.
Hey, so how different was this season than last season? Because y'all got done early. A lot of guys had more time to, you know, do stuff. Even though you were in the Olympics, you got to start up a little bit sooner than everybody else. So you didn't really have the off season as everybody else.
Yeah.
But you did have a lot of time.
I did and I didn't all at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I got the I got to enjoy the Olympics. That was the biggest thing for me.
That would have been another team. But yeah. Again, I'm not.
Okay. It's 50-20. Now he's plucking.
Did you feel like you feel like the Olympics, everything was very enjoyable? A lot of whining about the Olympics from other parties. A lot of whining, Bam.
Yeah, it was a lot of whining.
What'd you think of that?
It was a lot of whining.
A lot of people saying they're not getting this, not getting that. Listen, you know what you did? When people were even venturing the idea, no Bam out of bio minutes, you know what you did? You lit up South Sudan. That's what you did.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot of points there.
No, 100%. But like I said, we were going to 50.
Okay. I said we were going to 50 after 30. After you got 30.
That wasn't my fault.
We're being told to wrap.
All right.
We have to go.
So let me ask you this.
So anyway, a lot of Olympic whining.
You know who won.
Anytime that there was – but when there was a little whispers of less Bam out of bio minutes, you went out there, you lit up South Sudan.
Yeah. I just think people need to realize, you know, when you get in front of these TV screens and you just say stuff – you don't know how far that narrative can really go. Like, as you can see, a lot of people's narrative play a part in people getting certain awards.
Right.
So yeah. You saying that literally could somebody or anybody, we're talking about the media now, all the media could have ran with that and been like, Bam Adebayo was not playing.
Right, right.
But
wait, you know the reason and you know what's going on.
Yeah, but I know I'm going to play.
Right.
Like, you're saying that, not doing back checks because we're playing against South Sudan, who's a team of all wings and guys who want to play fast.
Right.
And they want to switch everything.
Right.
Who sounds like they fit the mold for that?
It was crazy.
Right.
That be my point.
Do your homework.
Yeah, do your homework before you say right. that. And right. then you think it's because, I just mentioned Bama.
You complained that they put you in.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, I just mentioned Bama. It was just a name just to throw out there. No. Because you wouldn't have said probably anybody else's name but mine.
Right.
Damage is done.
So now, like, I get out there and I'm the leading scorer on the Olympic team with a lot of guys who
can score. Right.
Come on, man. Like, that doesn't just happen for no reason.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying I went out there and did anything different. It just so happened the ball was in my hand a lot.
Right. Appreciate given to you by your peers.
Yeah.
Like, guys that know you.
Like, guys that respect me. Like, right. I think you're going to make every open shot.
Do you have a guy on the team that you never got to play with that you enjoyed the most?
Man, I wouldn't say one guy. Just being able to be a part of that team and considered one of the greatest Olympic teams to be assembled. I mean, you can't really put that in, like, I'm glad I could play with this person. For me, it was like I knew going into the Olympics I would play a different role.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't just be a center.
Right.
I would play four.
So I'm that like, was it fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it was just fun because I got to do a different role for me.
Right.
And obviously, when you walk in and you see all that great talent, and you look at, like, where I'm going to fit in at. Like, where is going to be my mark? So I would say just to be on that team was kind of like my all moment. Just be able to be recognized as a team, like one of the best Olympic teams.
Gold medal or beating Leroy and Domino's?
He beat me. I'm going to just tell y'all.
You just avoided an admitted defeat.
Hey.
Thank you. I'm glad this is live because it's recorded.
You can't hide from it.
You can't hide from it.
You can't even alter it.
He lost.
Go ahead.
He lost.
Man, when you got 30 points, you say we playing the 50.
See, I can't keep you here for an hour.
For.
I asked what we
My
were
man
going
is for. Hitting on this watch over there. I'm like, okay, let's just play the 50.
Listen.
But I'm telling you.
He has to get to Tommy Tyke.
All I'm saying, you're
being greedy.
All I'm saying is this is my cameraman.
Okay. And you just me, let me tell you.
Me,
no,
my
no,
cameraman,
no.
and my
no, no,
chef
no,
play
no, no,
every day.
No.
We play for push-ups.
That's fine.
For push-ups.
But I'm going to tell you like this.
Push-ups.
We were playing two different types of games. Next time you got some time, go. You ain't going to beat me.
You lost. That's all I'm going
to
say.
He wants to do a whole tournament a pen, a pad.
Every great great prize fight needs the controversy for the sequel,
yeah.
you know, and the rematch.
That's it.
Right?
You know? That's it.
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
I didn't get punched. It was a gentle graze.
You lost 50 to 20.
A gentle graze.
It was 45 to 10. I could have scored.